Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 73 on Monday, June 15th. What cost is greater? Giving up everything to gain an immense, eternally blessed treasure? Or withholding everything because the cost seems too great for that treasure? As we'll see in the parables this week, Jesus says that the kingdom of God may not seem worth the cost, but the opportunity cost of bypassing his kingdom is the highest to pay of any. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and I'm really glad to be with you, excited to be kicking off yet another new week together. I'm excited about the topic at hand, and honestly, I just am grateful for you tuning in, and I do hope that you had a great weekend. I hope that you were able to get outside, maybe slow down, breathe a little bit of the fresh air. I know at our house, we had lots of gardening happening this weekend. We had a few things coming ready to harvest, which was fun to engage in that, get our hands a little dirty and do some gardening and whatnot. So I hope you had a good weekend as well. You know, this week we're going to be shifting from last week. We talked about this topic of endurance and perseverance, and we're going to be shifting now this week into what we wanted to look at was the parables of Jesus. And one of the things I love about the parables is that they really put Jesus' brilliance on display. I mean, he truly is a master teacher, and sometimes we don't always think of him as brilliant, but the parables really demonstrate that because they get at us through our imagination. You know, I think in our kind of Western world, we tend to overemphasize the more didactic side of Scripture, the more direct teaching, than we do some of these sort of story mode narrative pieces that Jesus uses to teach us. And that's really what the parables are. Jesus actually didn't invent parables. This wasn't anything new to him, but rather it was a common pedagogy to help communicate truth, communicate what Jesus is trying to communicate or whatever the point of the teacher was, and would do so through this idea of parables. But I think it's a hard category for us to understand because we often don't teach in that way. And so what tends to happen with the parables is we kind of reduce them to simply stories with a good moral at the end of it. But I think they're much more than that. I think Jesus is trying to get into our bodies, get into who we are through our imagination to help us understand a different truth. I like the way New Testament scholar Scott McKnight, you know, he says that they're fictional stories depicting an alternative world. The essence of the parables probe into this mindset that he wants from his followers. So he's saying the parables probe this. He says, imagine a world like this. It's like Jesus is presenting this fictional account, this fictional story, and saying, imagine a world that worked this way. And so kind of, you know, fundamentally, these parables, they provoke our imagination about what the world could look like. It takes us into a world where we encounter something different, a different sketch of reality. And so the parables really invite us into that. So I thought this week that we would begin to do just that. And, you know, I think it's in some ways I was thinking about, you know, my daughter who went on when The Greatest Showman, that movie came out, she was just obsessed with it. And so she just watched it over and over and she kind of saturated and marinated her mind in that story. And then the output of that was her whole world became Greatest Showman. She was dancing on the couches, dancing, singing from room to room. And in some ways, I think that's what we're to do with the parables is we saturate our minds in them. And then we begin to understand them from the inside out, the way that like Madison, my daughter, understands The Greatest Showman from the inside out. And so that's a little bit of what Jesus is doing. So I wanted to look at Matthew 13. Our first parable today is a pretty famous one, but the text says this is Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Now, I love, this is one of my all-time favorite parables because I find it such a fascinating take on the kingdom of heaven, right? Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like this. And he says, it's like a treasure hidden in a field. And so the first thing that comes to mind is there's this sense that the kingdom of God is something that is surprising. It's something that you continually, you stumble across in places you'd never expect. And he says the kingdom of heaven is like a man who stumbles across this hidden treasure. It's buried underneath the ground. And then I love what happens next and the way Jesus communicates as he says, listen, when the man saw it, right, when he came across it, it says that he hid it again and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought the entire field. Now, I love this because so often when we read this psalm or this parable, we tend to think about what the man had to give up. We think about how much it cost him to get the gospel. But yet we miss what Jesus is doing here, right? The image is of a treasure. It's of something he's found, not something he's leaving. It's about not what he gave up, but what he stumbled across. You see, I think there's something to this idea where Jesus says the kingdom of heaven, when you come across it, when you begin to see the complexity, the nuance, the beauty of everything the kingdom of heaven has, it says when you find that, you in your joy do anything to accomplish or to receive that. And again, so often we think of the cost of it, but Jesus is saying you've seen this backwards. It's about the treasure. It's not what about he sold. Dallas Willard, one of my all-time favorite authors, writes this. He says, no one enters reluctantly or sadly into a discipleship relationship with Jesus. No one goes in bemoaning the cost. They understand the immensity of the opportunity. And one of the things that has most obstructed the path of discipleship in our Christian culture today is the idea that it will be a terribly difficult thing that will certainly ruin your life. See, Willard says, no one bemoans entering the kingdom of God, but rather they understand, I love this phrase, the immensity of the opportunity. See, church, when we stumble across the treasure, when we stumble across the kingdom of God, our lives are reoriented because of what we have found. We have found the treasure. We have found the good thing. And so, yes, it will drastically alter your life. But Jesus says, I've come to bring life and life to the fullest. And so when we stumble across the kingdom of God, we recognize it and see it for what it is. We say, I will give anything to follow Jesus, not out of guilt, but because we found something greater. In some ways, we have to count the cost of non-discipleship. What do we lose when we don't orient our life around Jesus? Because what the text says here is that we lose everything. And so we weigh the cost of non-discipleship. Which honestly, when we're confronted with times where we have to wrestle with our own faithfulness of will we continue to live into the kingdom of God when it's difficult, when it's hard, I think we have to remind ourselves that, you know what, the cost of not following Jesus is far greater. We lose life and life to the fullest. We lose the availability of living in the presence of God right here and right now. He says, that's the hidden treasure that was found in the field that in his joy sold everything. So church, as we begin our meditation, may you just slow down. And all I want to do today is just spend a few moments meditating on that treasure. So slow your heart down, slow your breath down. Maybe put your feet flat on the floor. And as you come back to the moment, I want you just to consider for a second that God is with you. He is present in this place. I want to invite you for just a moment to enter into the scene, enter into the picture of the parable, and like imagine the world like Jesus describes in this story. It says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. Imagine the treasure hidden in a field. Imagine stumbling across it and realizing the weight of what you have found, the beauty of what you have found. And that can be really abstract. It can be really difficult to understand. But I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to maybe even highlight, what is the kingdom of God? It's the intimate connection and walking with Jesus. It's the forgiveness of sins. It's the grace poured out upon you. It's the opportunity to live in a new way and a new reality right here and now. It's the beautiful recognition that although the world is dying and wasting away, although there is brokenness, although there is hurt, there is injustice, there is all of that, we have found the treasure. And this kingdom of God is here right now, available for us. That God is working in this world, bringing about a new creation right in the midst of this one. Now I invite you to spend a moment in gratitude and maybe ask the Holy Spirit to highlight the beauty of the kingdom of God in your life. Maybe it's the opportunity for a second chance. Maybe it's the grace extended from choices you regret. Maybe it's the subtle ways that God is reshaping your heart to be more bent towards Him. Maybe it's the hope of a world that seems to have gone awry, but that God is desperately working to straighten out. And lastly, I invite you to consider the joy of what it's like to experience the kingdom of God. Sit in that joy. Remember what it was like to find Jesus, to feel the burden of sin drop. Remember what it was like when you caught that vision of Jesus bringing about reconciliation to all things. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought that field." Church, may we remember the joy in finding the treasure of the kingdom of God. And may we recognize that it is far more about what we found than what we have to give up. So may you embrace that hidden treasure.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.